This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
18,347 in collective ecstasy as the Oilers put the finishing touches on a 6-1 victory over the Dallas Stars, who fired 37 shots against Stuart Skinner and were repelled on all but one occasion. The only man to beat him was Liam Bischel.
And the Oilers color analyst tweeted, "This is Stuart Skinner's best start in at least 3 to 4 months. Oilers radio with the call. And tonight, game four in what feels like here a must-win situation." It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, joined by Bob Stauffer here on DFW Sports Station. Did we get the last name correct, Bob?
You got it. How you doing, Sean?
Awesome. Thank you for waking up and joining us. We feel like this feels like a 3-1 series lead instead of a 2-1 series lead. What were you thinking after game one? Did you wake up the next morning, Bob, and say, Edmonton's still a better team? Or you weren't thinking like that because of the Stars' comeback?
Oh, I have a healthy amount of respect for Dallas, Sean. So first of all, let's establish this is, thanks for having me on. One of my first cognitive memories of the NFL was watching Roger Staubach hit Drew Pearson on the Hail Mary back in 75. I think it was just after Christmas, like 27th, 28th, something like that. And I know you guys are the rights holders for the Cowboys. I was a Cowboys fan until I got into fantasy football. And now I'm a sellout. I'm a fan of the players on my team. And I only draft guys from Alabama. I'm in a heritage pool. So I've got all Alabama starters in the skill positions.
Did you go to Bama?
Pardon me?
Did you go to Bama?
I did not go to. I'm actually the former SID at the University of Alberta. I'm in year 17 doing the Oilers, but I worked at the U of A. In fact, I did Chris Knobloch, our head coach. I did his games when he played at the U of A. And I played against Ken Hitchcock, who, of course, is your former head coach. Wow. He coached Mitch AAA, in Edmonton here in Sherwood Park. And I played against him, his team, in the first Mitch AAA game in the province back in the early 80s. There's a long history between Alberta and Texas. I'm sure some of your listeners know the oil and gas exploration, of which has made Alberta the wealthiest province in Canada. That exploration was not started. The funding did not come from Central Canada and the banks. It came from Texas and Colorado-based wildcatters. So there's always been this connectivity. For one of my best friends, actually, his dad used to be the chairman of the board of the Oilers. He now lives in Dallas, so I see him every time we go down there. So I always kind of chuckle because I've been going to Dallas since 01, since the Oilers played the Stars then. To answer your question, it's a best of seven, okay? It is a best of seven. When Dallas won game one, frustrating loss for the Oilers, some dumb penalties, undisciplined. Dallas capitalized on the power play. But the reality of the situation is the Stars are a top-flight organization. They're well-managed. They're well-coached. They're always in the mix. You know, to go three rounds in the Stanley Cup playoffs is, I mean, I don't have to tell the guys that are involved in the Cowboys broadcast what's that like. You know, you guys had 3 years in a row, I think, at like 12-5. And, you know, I don't know if you made it to a conference final in any of those years.
We don't talk about that.
To win. It's hard to win, right? Like, and I think people need to understand that. And, you know, so Edmonton's up 2-1. I would say they've been the better team in 7 of the 9 periods of the series. But that doesn't mean they're going to win the series. Last year, The Oilers were down 2-1 to Dallas and down 2-0 in game four, and it looked like they were on the ropes at that point. So what's the old saying about don't count your chickens before they're hatched? I think everybody's got a healthy amount of respect for how good both sides of the equation are in these two teams. And I hate to say it, but it's just one game at a time.
Do you feel it's still going to come down to the goalies?
I think for Dallas to win, there's no chance they're winning if Jake Oettinger's at an .842 save percentage the rest of the way in the series, because that's what he's at right now. It's staggering. Like, Jake Oettinger is general consensus considered a top six or eight goaltender in the NHL. No one's got Stuart Skinner in that. Now, the one thing I will say about Stuart Skinner is he's from Edmonton. He played for the same athletic club that I did. So he understands the pressure of playing here, and it's not easy. Like, you know, the Cowboys get a lot of attention in the NFL. They're the Cowboys. The Oilers have McDavid and Draisaitl. We take a lot of oxygen out of the league, around the league, right?
Because
the way I would describe Connor is he's the most advanced hockey player that has ever lived. Okay? He has a chance to be the greatest player that's ever played. If you look at score-adjusted, you know, error-adjusted scoring and things like that, he's right there. And then they have Draisaitl, who's probably, in the playoffs, has been at least as good as Connor, guys. So the reality is, I think Dallas has to win the goaltending. But Skinner might have the perfect temperament to play in Edmonton because he's from here and he understands the pressure of being here. And he seems to get better as the playoffs go on. Last year, he got pulled out of the Vancouver series. That was round two before the Oilers played the Stars. This year, you know, Calvin Pickard came in, won six straight games and got hurt. So, you know, Stewart started to put it together here. I think Dallas has to win the goaltending matchup if they want to come back and win the series.
Oilers radio analyst Bob Stauffer joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, you mentioned Stuart Skinner there, and the last 2 years, that's kind of been the focus, it felt like, for a lot of the analysis heading into the series was like, well, okay, Dallas has the goaltending advantage. They've got that advantage over Edmonton. But both years now, Skinner's been really good. He was good last year. He's been great to start this series. Is the thought with him is that he's more of just kind of a gamer and somebody who elevates in these big moments, or is he just a streakier type of goaltender who he's in a hot run right now?
Bobby, he's a streakier goaltender. Okay, like Oettinger is superior athletically. You know, Oettinger may end up being the U.S.'s goalie for the Olympic Games. He's that good. Skinner is he's from the Lyle Mass School, which is a head placement, puck tracking, let the puck hit you. He's a little less athletic, but his mental, and I hate going down this path, but unfortunately it's part of sport today. He's getting better on the mental side of the game, and that's part of the reason why he seems to be able to get. I mean, the Oilers lost the Stanley Cup final last year to Dallas and dominated them in the last four games of the series, and Skinner only gave up seven goals. Like, I think they outscored Florida 19-7 in the final four games. So he played well enough for Edmonton to win. They lost 2-1 in the final. It was a one-shot game. Just like last year, frankly, you can make an argument the Stars were unlucky not to have won the series. They maybe should have won game one. They certainly should have won game six.
Bob, the hints call, did you think they got the hints penalty call right? And do you agree with DeBoer that if this was McDavid, it would have been a major?
Well, I disagree with DeBoer. You know, Pete was a lawyer. And I don't want to badmouth lawyers because I'm sure you got a couple guys advertising on your show. Everybody hates lawyers until they need them. One of my former roommates when I was in university is a divorce lawyer, so I got all my buddies hooked up with him here. it's been a remarkable run over the last 6 months. Back to DeBoer.
He's having the real guys' nights.
So here's the thing. I watched Connor McDavid get a 3-game suspension for having to defend himself against Vancouver back in January. Right, he cross-checked Connor Garland. And I personally think they don't call enough stuff on McDavid. Again, I just said he's the most advanced player. Nobody's been this fast, this skilled. Like, I grew up in Edmonton. I watched Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier play in the 1980s when the Oilers won five cups in 7 years. And you know, it'd be akin to what you guys sort of maybe grew up watching the Cowboys of the early 90s, you know, when they rang off the three Super Bowls in 4 years. And different style of teams, you know, but the Oilers had a lot of, they could score and they were tough. And toughness is part of the game. So I don't think McDavid gets a lot of calls. I think with Darnett, if I was a Dallas partisan, I'd be like, that probably should be a major penalty. But in following the game as closely as I have for the last 5 decades, I would tell you guys that that's part of playoff hockey. Sometimes there's some cheap stuff that happens. It's a little greasy, a little dirty, and guys get whacked and they're sticking, you know, and it's not really supposed, a suspension isn't supposed to be tied into the length of how long a guy's out for. Like, I was surprised that Roope Hintz took the warm-up, and then 5 minutes in, he's off the ice. I knew at that point he wasn't playing. I can understand Pete's frustration, but I disagree with his sentiment that McDavid would be an automatic major penalty, because that hasn't been the modus operandi for the NHL over the last several years.
Bob, there's a lot of talk about Edmonton's special teams coming into the series. I know McDavid had talked about it. And when you look at the first game, the power play goals were huge. Last two games, Edmonton's been really good on the penalty kill and those opportunities. Is that, you know, an area where if Dallas wants the potential to come back here, they need to execute those a little more, you know, perfectly? Because if Edmonton's going to be killing penalties at a higher rate, then Dallas is going to have trouble.
The Oilers are just, let's see, they are at 65%. Last year, they were at 94% on the PK. So it's a significant drop-off. Again, they've gotten better as the series have gone on. Connor was specifically talking about his own power play, because he's on the power play in the PK. He didn't play in the PK basically the last year and a half. The Oilers' power play has gone through a five-year run where it was the best power play in NHL history. Wow. 5 years in a row over 25%. Couple years ago was at like 34. It has not been great in the playoffs and has let the Stars off the hook a couple times here, including in Sunday afternoon. Like, they had a two-man advantage and they didn't score. You got to score at a two-man advantage. That's a freebie. So I think that Edmonton's power play is going to have to improve. To be honest with you, what Dallas did in game three in the second period is what they got to do. They got to be better 5-on-5. And they dominated, stretches of that game. That's why DeBoer said I liked a lot of what we did. I agree with him. Like, I was concerned watching the Oilers, seeing them. Edmonton's been a pretty good 5-on-5 team in the playoffs, vastly improved from where they were even a year ago on their run. So, this again, guys, it's one game at a time. When you have teams this good, this third year in a row, Dallas is in the conference final, and this is the Oilers, the third time in 4 years Edmonton's been there. You know, Edmonton's won 8 playoff series in the last 4 years. Like, the Stars have done that once. They've had 1 4-year window back when they won the Cup in 99, and then they went to the final again in 2000, where they won 8 playoff series in a 4-year run. There's organizations in the league that have never done that. Vancouver's been in the NHL for 53 years, 54 years. They've never had 8 series victories in a 4-year window. Like, you got to be good to do what Dallas has done 3 straight years. You got to be good.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Like what Edmonton's done. And the problem is only one team wins out of 32. And so it's not, it's sort of an extended metaphor for what you guys are experiencing. You know, look at the 3 years that the Cowboys had and they didn't win, right? And it's frustrating, and it fuels what we do as broadcasters, right? Like I got a 2-hour show, 49 out of 52 weeks about the Edmonton Oilers. So if the Oilers don't win the Cup at the end of this year, everybody be freaking out. Oh, McDavid still hasn't won a Stanley. Do you know how good you have to be to win? That's my response. There's one of 32 teams win. It's not a cop-out. It's just the reality of the situation.
Bob, we were running out of things to say about Mikko Rantanen before this series, and now we're barely talking about him. Are you surprised he's been so quiet, and are they doing anything specific against Mikko? What do you make of his series so far?
Well, he hasn't had a lot of offensive contribution, but I thought he had a great start to game three. They played him at center for a lot of the shifts early. Hey, Edmonton was trying to get on Mikko Rantanen in that trade with Carolina, too. The Oilers got in late. Okay, but Dallas was always in the driver's seat. That's why Jim Nill, the general manager's vote on the GM of the Year award, it gets voted after round two, and I think Jim Nill is going to win again.
Wow.
So, I mean, and not to mention the Stars farm teams in the AHL Calder Cup conference finals. Like, not only are they good at the NHL level, they're good at the AHL level. That's take a look at how many, you know, good late first round and early second round picks the Stars have in their lineup. Like, you get a top three pick like McDavid or Drysdale, those guys are always good.
Yeah.
But when you're hitting on guys at 26 like Ottinger and second rounders like Hintz and Robertson, Thomas Harley, I did his dad Brian's games at the University of Alberta. Brian Harley's a doctor in Syracuse. So, I mean, they hit on all these picks. And so they could afford to move the capital that they moved in Logan Stankoven to get around it. It was a great trade. Great trade. It's early in the series. I can't reiterate this point more. It is a best of seven. It's not a, I wish it was a best of three, because that would have mean that Edmonton's advanced, but they haven't. There's lots more work to be done yet, and there's a lot more time for Mikko Rantanen to enter the chat.
Bob, well done. No matter what happens in the West, are you viewing Florida as the favorite to win it all again?
I think of the two teams out of the West, Edmonton's a little better equipped to face. The Panthers are bullies, right? They are. So have you guys heard of the Broad Street Bullies in Philadelphia back in the 1970s? They were the toughest team in NHL history. Stan Bowman, who's the Oilers GM, his dad, Scotty Bowman, scheduled a preseason game at the start of 1975. Last preseason game, had their 11 toughest guys in the Canadiens organization, went into the Spectrum in Philadelphia, and beat the wheels out of the Flyers. And that, because that's how you deal with a bully, right? You stand up. And I think Edmonton, of the two teams, and again, this series is far from over, I think Edmonton's better equipped with the likes of Evander Kane, Trent Frederick, Darnell Nurse, to deal with some of what Florida does. Frankly, Florida was lucky to have won game seven. They were. The Oilers had the better chances in the back half of the game last year in the final. I think it's a pick 'em series, regardless if it's Dallas or Edmonton. I just, I do think Florida's good. They're tough. They're a little bit banged up. They lost Sam Reinhart. He scored 50 goals last year. Not sure in his availability. That was a nasty hit by Sebastian Aho. Florida's another exceptionally well-run team. Strong analytics department, good scouting. They do a great job in free agency. But they'll probably be a marginal favorite on a betting line against either Dallas or Edmonton. But personally, from my perspective, I think it's a pick 'em.
Bob, this was absolutely tremendous, man. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Love the DFW history lesson, and have a great call tonight and the rest of the series.
All right, if you're stuck and need somebody, call again.
Oh, absolutely. There we go. Bam.
Let's do it.
Hopefully we can get a Game 7 preview. Bob Stauffer from Edmonton. Absolutely fantastic. Nice get, Pepe, here on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. And it's Tuesday, and I have forgotten. It is time for PP in the morning. Is Bob off? I don't want to cut this classy individual on here for us teasing. PP in the morning. Are you calling and telling your boys good night? Next.
Well, congrats to Peyton Manna. He has found himself on the most toxic show on The Fan, and there's no number two.
He put together the single worst 30 minutes in live radio history.
That is right. Tuesday morning, 8:20. Time for a little PP in the morning. Payload Thursday, but PP in the morning on Tuesday, of course. And guys, you know, I just got done with the trip with the homies. Do you really love your homies if you don't tell them goodnight? It's another TikTok trend, but it's gone viral, and an NFL player within the NFC East has taken over. Do you tell your homies goodnight?
No.
Oh. No.
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I could not get enough of these calls. The longest I've watched TikTok probably in a long, 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 long time. This had me rolling. This is awesome.
It's a great trend. The responses have varied. You get a lot of people who are just like, the hell are you calling me for? What are you doing? The one that I think I would do if somebody called me into this, and it seems to be a pretty common response I see, is just like, you okay? Like, are you, I would start thinking in my head like, oh, there's concern, or they're like saying their goodbyes right now
right,
to people.
Right.
This is where the internet this is what the internet is designed for. Mm-hmm. This is what social media is for. This is very wholesome. It's wholesome fun. It's a wholesome prank. And I love this.
Yeah, I mean, for those people who aren't familiar with this, this is where, you know, you call up your homies, your closest friends randomly at night and just tell them goodnight. You know, you have them answer the phone, you tell them goodnight, and you record yourself along with their reactions, which is hilarious. This was a trend tried out by Commander's cornerback, Mike Sanderstil. He called his teammates, told them goodnight, and here's the reaction of the audio, and then also on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube.
Yo.
Is this ZB?
CB, yeah. I'm gonna just see you tomorrow, bro. I was just trying to say goodnight.
Bro, what the f? You straight, dog?
Huh?
Bro, we good.
What you mean?
You just called to say goodnight.
Bro, good, bro, I can't tell my homies, like, sleep well, bro. Get good rest.
Bro, I don't know what type of shenanigans you're on right now, bro. But you're at the real bonkers right now.
Nah, bro. Come on, bro. I was just calling to say goodnight, though.
Goodnight.
All right, man. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
What you got going on?
He's probably sleeping.
Yo.
Steez.
What's up, bro?
What's the word, my boy?
Laying in bed, man. Going to bed.
Nah, yeah. I'm getting ready for bed, too. I was just calling to say goodnight, bro.
Bro. Dude, you're the TikTok.
He gets caught there at the end. But yeah, it's just one of those things, man. You randomly catch them off guard. Because
yeah,
in case you, I mean, unless someone actually does it every night, you kind of get a weird vibe with it. You're thinking, but why is this guy real? What do you want? You know, you want money? What do you want here?
This is you and the Los Hombres. I can see you all doing this since you FaceTime call already.
Right. This is all just audio call. We would have FaceTime, face-to-face conversation.
Yeah.
That means more than just the audio. But he was going, for those radio folks, you know, he was going down the list of just teammates and just, you know, randomly, good night, man, and then hanging up on them.
Yeah, just imagine doing that with your friend group. Is there anyone that would accept it and be like, okay, good night?
Yes.
Chiafalo?
Eric Chiafalo.
Yeah.
If you called Eric and said, hey, Cheech, I was saying goodnight.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, hey, all right, goodnight. Goodnight, bro. I'm going to see you tomorrow. All right, love you. See you.
Oh,
like,
man. That'd be goodnight.
Eric. That's Eric. Eric wouldn't even blink at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even be a thought.
That's the only one.
I can't imagine. I don't know who my
car. Well, who the guy that your male friend you were calling baby at the firehouse, maybe?
Sean. Yeah, Sean.
Oh, yeah,
Welch.
Sean. I would say goodnight, sweetie.
Yeah.
He would take to he we would take well to it together.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. But that's just our
That's just our back and forth.
See, that was the thing. I don't think a lot of friends of mine would necessarily like they would just be like, all right, he's doing a bit, and they wouldn't even give me a reaction because they would just assume I'm doing a bit. Because simply, whenever I hang up the phone with like Eric, Zach, anybody, like I'll usually say, all right, hugs and kisses, and then I hang up the phone. And so, like saying goodnight then wouldn't seem too far out of left field, right. Probably.
I don't know. I was thinking, I was like, I might have to try this either with my friends or just like at the station, just randomly call up five hosts, you know, someone that works here late at night and just, you know, say goodnight and just see what the reaction is.
Host.
I heard that too.
Did I put the ST at the end of
you STS? Did. I just, yeah. No, this is hilarious. I could not, because there's no way I would have anyone in my friend group who would not cuss me out or call the authorities to figure out what was wrong.
It's our top.
Wellness check.
Because I was thinking, I was like, okay, what are my top five Cowboys players that would actually try this? Whether they mean it or like to just go along with the trend. And so number one, I have Dak. Friendly guy, he's a leader, he's all about the homies. I have Dak calling it, you know, he's going to call people and tell them goodnight here, whether it's a trend or not. Deuce Vaughn as well. Not a whole lot of playing time, but he wants people to like him. So I have Deuce Vaughn up there, number two. Jake Ferguson, you guys had him out there. Oxnard, great guy, friendly guy. I don't know if he would answer Choppy's call after the Wisconsin diss last July, but Jake Ferguson there. I have DeMarvion Overshown as well, super nice guy. And then Tyler Smith as their number five.
That's a good list.
That's my top five.
Yes.
And text in yours, 877-881-1053, or if you don't think any Cowboys are going to say goodnight to the homies, I understand. But all right, it's PP in the morning every Tuesday at this time.
You like the name?
I giggle every time.
It's going to get shut down one of these days. I'm going to have to create a new intro or something or just name it something
else. Hey, Corey's got your backup name. It's really strong. So
what is it?
PR Crisis.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's really solid.
Maybe that'll be a Friday segment in a couple of years whenever I get a third segment.
We'll just change it like G-Bag of the Day.
Guys, all right, we have a controversy here. Checkers employee shot a man. Now, have you guys been to Checkers? It's not a local place, I don't think, around here. I've seen like some frozen items, but I've never actually been to one.
The frozen fries. Yes, my kids love them.
Yeah, I don't think I've been to one. Are they waffle? Are they curly?
The fries? Yeah. No. The ones I think they have others, but the ones that they want are just the straight, non-crinkle regular fries.
I don't think I've been to a Checkers ever.
No idea what this is. I'm looking it up right now. I've never seen.
You've
this
never
place.
Heard of a Checkers?
Never seen this place.
I've seen like the popcorn chicken, I think, now at like Kroger, Walmart as well. It's super good, and the fries as well. But this is a man that worked at a Checkers in Florida, shot and killed a man through the drive-thru over a missing packet of mayonnaise. You know, we always go through lines and are like, all right, you know, don't be so stingy on the sauces. Yes. Give me more sauces. And this guy, you know, didn't throw the mayo or thought he did. And, you know, whatever the case may be, but it's a 23-year-old man who was arrested after he shot and killed a customer because there was a dispute over missing mayonnaise packets, which led to shots being fired. The employee that killed the man did flee the scene and was eventually found by the police. But this is one of the dumbest reasons to throw away your life right here.
I will say it probably was not no mayo, bang. Like, I'm sure it turned into your mama and stuff like that from the mayo.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a pull out the gun because you didn't have a packet of Hellman's on you.
Okay.
Or Duke's.
What is the fast food that you order that is almost ruined for you if you don't get the sauce? Because these fast food places that give you two packets of ketchup and they're not even going to give you ketchup, I want to fight. I do want to fight. It doesn't ruin the fries for me, but I'm a ketchup on fries person. But I can't eat the. I mean, I could. I don't want to eat the chicken nuggets without sauce.
It's the Whataburger ketchup. I don't do sauce on my nuggets.
You don't?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing.
Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
No, wow. I don't. Wow. But the I have to have ketchup on my fries. And it's I could get away. If I get away, if I go home and if I get wherever, whatever fry it is, I have ketchup in my house. It's fine. But I have to have Whataburger ketchup with Whataburger fries. It's something about eating the burger with the right amount of onions, the thick onions they have with the mustard. I've got to pair that with the Whataburger ketchup.
You can't just get some Heinz or something and throw it on there.
No, as much as I love Heinz, the Heinz doesn't work with Whataburger fries. It has to be Whataburger ketchup.
They've created art. That's what Whataburger does with every meal they serve up is create art.
So,
I would say on this one, I can't eat Chick-fil-A if they don't give me the sriracha sauce for the nuggets. If I don't have, I literally will just not eat them at that point.
So I'm the guy that I will, once I get my food, I go through the, because it's happened too many times where I drive off and then there's no ketchup, no sauce in there. I'll sit there and I'll go through, make sure I have enough for me.
Oh.
You are the get your bag and look through it before you even pull off.
I do that sometimes.
No, you grab, you go. Food's a gamble. If you're going to look at it.
No, it's not a gamble. It's like I pay for it.
If you're going to look at it, then just at least pull around and sit at the front and then go in if you need to. But don't just sit at the window and look through it.
That defeats the purpose of the drive-thru. I might as well just go sit down. In there,
it takes 8 seconds.
It's not about you, Peyton.
It is about me. The food is about me.
It's about me.
Only for a large order.
This is something Kristen and I fight about all the time. I will not, like, if you want, I will pull up to the front of the store and do it, but I will not sit there at the window and hold up somebody else.
This is Lethal Weapon 2. They blank you at the drive-thru. That's what they do. It's Joe Pesci line. They blank you at the drive-thru. They do it every time.
All right, one more story here, guys. Look, the Rockies, we talk about them. They're awful.
The Rockies?
Colorado Rockies.
The mountain range. I think it's a good mountain range.
It's a good place to visit. Good place to visit, with the homies. The Colorado Rockies are so bad, they're getting sued by their own fans for simply just being boring. A man has sued the Rockies for negligence after he was struck in the face with a foul ball while sitting in a Coors Field luxury box. Well, and he was blaming the team's poor performance for the injury here. Basically just said they're hard to pay attention to, so that's why I get hit in the face with the foul ball. And it's like at this point you can sue for anything. You had the whole McDonald's thing years ago and she actually won that case. And now you have people actually suing a professional sports team because they're quote unquote boring.
I mean, look, why stop there? Why not just sue Apple for the iPhone? Because if they didn't make the iPhone, your eyes would be on the game. You would have nothing else to look at. That's how I would go about it. Just why stop with the Rockies? The Rockies are obviously too cheap to put a real team on the floor or field. So go with somebody with actual money.
Okay, so I really respect the sideswipe of the Rockies to say if they were more interesting, I would have been looking out for the foul ball. It is a two-pronged approach. That's the backup argument. The primary argument this guy has is he says, I was sitting in a suite, and he said the design of the suite and the way the thing jots out, apparently, as he says, it's the angle of the ball makes it to where you can't see it until the ball's on top of you. And so he's like, the design of the suite is negligent, and if I may have been paying a little more attention, too. So he's coming at it two-pronged, but it's a great way to get your lawsuit in the headlines is to claim they're terrible, and that's why I got hit.
PP in the morning with the strong return after the bachelor party in Vegas and Utah here on DFW Sports Station. Did you place a cowboy bet? I didn't get any text from you saying, hey, Sharif, you want me to do this for you?
Silence. I thought I was shunned from that. We made fun of me on Tuesday for asking too many questions, so I just let it go.
Okay. But
I did not make any sports
bets. You were shunned for it. All right. We have B-Lo, D-Bell on the home of America's team. Cowboys back out at OTAs this week. week. What is Bobby on the lookout for in Frisco? That's next. The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Oh, is Micah going to be on the field? What kind of rotations are we going to see at different positions? Are guys looking healthier than they did last week? Are there guys who just don't look totally happy to be there? Are there attendance issues? These are some of the things that we're going to be on the lookout for at OTAs this week. As we talk about it here in Below the Belt, sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. So I was getting ready with prep yesterday and looking over, you know, various off-season NFL articles that, you know, NFL.com, PFF, other places like that. They're trying to fill space with just, all right, we're in that point of the season where right now we're just coming up with content, looking ahead and trying to gauge things. So through all that and reading a lot of that different stuff and looking ahead to OTAs, I was trying to think, all right, what are we really focused on? Because last week was going to be easy. We were just getting a look at George Pickens. What does George Pickens look like? How does Dak Prescott look? Does he look healthy? But outside of that, it was just kind of a...
I was disappointed in the Joe Milton recap, but I don't think we got to that enough.
So, and Milton's on this list. In fact, I'll just start off with the Milton part of it. Because I wrote down five things that I wanted to make sure to remind myself to watch for at OTAs this week. And we'll start here with the Joe Milton angle, which is how comfortable is Joe Milton out there? So, watching Joe Milton out at practice, and this has kind of been the book on him while he was at Tennessee. There was chatter about this when he was in New England last year, but Joe Milton obviously is a physical marvel at the quarterback position. He has so many different things that check the boxes of just like, hey, if you were building a quarterback in a lab, you'd want that. Like the size, the arm strength.
He's Josh Allen if Josh Allen was an athlete.
Josh Allen is an athlete. Come on.
Yes, but he's not Joe Milton.
He's not
Joe Milton's like the Chuck Norris of football.
Exactly. Like in terms of if you talk about like the physical tools, it's all right there of just like that's the perfect type of quarterback for the modern NFL. That's a guy who you can drop him in any era and that physique plays. That plays with the pocket passers in the 90s. That plays with mobile quarterbacks today. But like Joe Milton checks all these boxes. The problem for Joe Milton is the processing, the mental processing. And when things are happening in front of him, you can see it sometimes in the way that he played at Tennessee. And I think you saw it a little bit at practices last week. It's all happening really quickly for him. The game seems to move faster than he's processing it all the time or than he's able to get through his progression. So you'll see him a little panic a little bit. You'll see some of the pitter patter feet set in and maybe he'll break the pocket too early. Or maybe he'll kind of just go, I got to get rid of the ball earlier than he should. That's something that I'm going to be interested to see if that improves over time at all, because I think if you can get that cleaned up, you've got a really intriguing potential at quarterback for the next generation of quarterback for the Cowboys. The biggest thing is that's not an easy feat to be able to improve the processing and how fast the game is going.
So it's almost like his athleticism and arm strength work against him. He's so physically gifted that he hasn't necessarily had to process things at an elite rate because he knows that, oh, I can just extend the play.
Right. It's like a super athletic pass rusher that doesn't need to learn how to pass rush because I'll just beat the guy in college.
Or his arm is so strong that he just overthrows guys. There's back in the old days, the 90s.
30 years ago.
They would tell like sinker ball pitchers, like over warm up in the bullpen. Tire yourself out because your two-seamer or your sinker will move more. If it's a little bit, there's a little bit something off of it. And it's almost like Joe needs a reduction in arm strength.
So what happened when he threw it?
So he was picked off a couple of different times. There were other times where it looked like, all right, you're starting to scramble before you need to. Or, man, you didn't see this open up quick enough because you got kind of stuck in the read a little bit.
But
so,
when we go out there and watch them do throwing drills and throw into the net, will we say, oh, that by far is the strongest arm? Is it a wow factor?
I don't. It's not going to probably show up in the drills into the net. Where it's going to show up is probably when you see them in team period and he's throwing to the sideline because the ball gets there fast. It's almost like a Nerf ball at times. Like it'll whistle.
And like, when he throws it off platform, off schedule throws, you know, like he can throw off his back foot if he has to, and have just as much zip on it as and a regular human would have on a, you know, stepping into one of the up of the pocket.
Yeah, I mean, the raw arm strength, it's not just he's got the raw arm strength to be able to deliver it 80 yards down the field if he needs to, or 20 yards into the stands. But he's also got, it's like the zip on it. So Brian and I talked about this when we've watched quarterbacks before. There's some quarterbacks who you feel like they have the arm strength to get it down the field, 60 yards down the field, but do they have the arm strength to get the ball there like in a hurry on a line drive? Like, you know what? It's almost like when it gets 60 yards down the field, it's kind of like a big pop fly. Yeah. Like you can get it there, but does it have the zip? Is it quick? Milton's got all that. And so it's just about the processing. So I'll be interested to see if that picks up a little bit and specifically to see if Brian Schottenheimer's spending a lot of time with him. Next item on the list here as we take a look forward to OTAs. We'll be out there Thursday when media is loud out there for practices. We still remain on Micah Parsons' watch. I don't think we're going to see Micah Parsons take part in anything on the field while we go through OTAs. Minicamp will be a new question. Does he decide to hold out from that? I would guess if he doesn't have something done, he won't be here for minicamp would be my guess. Or he'll be kind of in and out like he has been. But I don't think we're going to see Micah Parsons on the field actually doing anything while we're out at OTAs. Next one here, and we had referenced this a little bit earlier with Javonte Williams.
Bassick just texted, by the way. He had to get in his subtle Bobby shot. Nobody is as good at throwing a football as Dak Prescott.
There you go. Look, from your lips to God's ears, Mike.
from his chipped tooth to God's ears.
Do they tip their hand at running back at all?
Did you know that Dak finished second in MVP voting a few years ago?
I've heard it.
I see him giggling right now. I see him going up and down with his red cheek, giggling.
Mike, let us know if you think they're going to tip their hand at running back at all. So when we were out there last week, it looked like a lot of different guys were just rotating in to running back drill. So, I mean, you're talking about you'd look up there and go, okay, that's Miles Sanders coming down the field while they're doing stuff. Then it's like, oh, okay, well, that looks like Phil Maffa, the sixth round pick. He's out here right now. Oh, okay, there's Deuce Vaughn. There's this guy here. And so they've got this heavy rotation. I'll be interested to see, does any of this start to settle into place at all? I know it's super early, and this is an open competition for a reason. And they're probably going to try and get everybody's feet wet, specifically Jaden Blue, Phil Maffa, you know, just within the scheme and trying to do what they're, you know, get them ahead of, you know, get them up to speed, basically. But I think that when you get to training camp, I don't know that we're going to have a point this season where we feel like that guy's the starter, whoever it is. Like, I don't think we're going to, they reached a point last year where we're like, all right, it's Dowdle. Dowdle settled into it and it kind of cleared itself up. I think there's a good chance the Cowboys just say, we're operating as tandem or committee or whatever else for the rest of the way. And I don't know that it's going to consistently be this guy starting here or this guy starting here. I think a lot of the time you're just going to see the Cowboys approaching it from, hey, whoever's active on the roster, you might get some carries here because we're committed to running back by committee, which can be effective. Dallas was effective with it here when they had Felix Jones, Marion Barber, Tashard Choice. But those are all guys that I think you'd take right down your roster over what you currently have.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like, it's how good is the offensive line?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, if the offensive line is good, I know it's an arrogant thing to say, but if the offensive line is good, generally, you'll be decent. You'll be at least serviceable.
I'm not as worried about the predicament after we went through the same thing last year before Rico. Rico had a nice season.
Yeah.
Now, the running game was not great. It wasn't even middle of the league, but I'm more focused on the O-line.
All right, let's take a look. We're going over the things that we're looking ahead to with Cowboys OTAs this week and the final two.
By the way, real quick, All I care about is who's got the most juice. That's it. That's all I look for in a running back. Who's got the least amount of tread on the tire? Yeah. Javonte Williams look explosive. What does Jaden Blue look like? Who has the burst? Who's got the juice? That's how I judge running back individual athletic ability while kind of in pads.
Which I think Javonte Williams this offseason was the youngest running back, I think, available on the market in terms of a guy who was an unrestricted free agent. So, I mean, he's not somebody who's
24.
He is 25 years old. He just turned 25 in April. In fact, he's like 3 years older than Jaden Blue. Javonte Williams is somebody who, if you can get him going, would be a nice asset here because the first 2 years he was in Denver before he got hurt in that second season, he looked like somebody who's on his way to a good career. The next question here, do we see continued improvement in Dak Prescott's rehab? So Dak had said a couple weeks back, I could play today if I needed to. I was like, okay, sure. Yeah, I get it. Like, literally, there's not going to be a moment where that claim has to be challenged. So you can say that all day long, and you're putting people's concerns to rest. I was impressed with how he physically looked. He didn't look like he was struggling or laboring or anything else last week. So my thing is going to be, all right, does it look the same over these next couple weeks? Is he plateaued? Is this just kind of what he looks like right now? Because then I'd obviously have a little bit more concern because there's still some limitations there. But if he were to, I want to keep an eye on, like, does he look like the movements are getting smoother? Does he look more comfortable? Is he standing in there and looking like, all right, I'm back. I'm physically comfortable in where I'm at. And then the final note here that I'm taking a look at, I really want to keep an eye on Dak and George Pickens' interactions. Not just how they're working with each other on the field, how they're working off the side when they're talking to each other. They had a couple brief conversations in between reps last week where you could tell they were just kind of going over, okay, hey, I need you to do this, or I need you here, I need you to do that. But throughout the team period, there wasn't a lot that the ball was worked over to Pickens. I think he got two throws from Dak the entire time, and they were just quick little comeback routes. So you didn't get to see, all right, is this chemistry really clicking? And I think that's because they're just, as Schottenheimer said, they're trying to get George Pickens up to speed right now. And so they're just, hey, figure out the steps first. Figure this out, and then we'll worry about getting things going in terms of the Dak yard or getting in the chemistry and extra stuff like that. But I think that it's important to see them continue to talk through things. That was one of the things you noticed really early on after the Amari Cooper trade. Amari and Dak were talking all the time between plays at practice when he first got here. Because it's like, all right, let me see where you're at, what you're thinking, what you're seeing. Because that kind of trust and that sort of, you know, the foresight to be able to tell where somebody's going to break on an option route or how their feel is with something and when they're covered, when they're not. All of that's going to be really important in terms of making sure that Pickens is playing at the level that warranted the kind of trade compensation they had for him. But I'm going to be interested to see how quickly that comes around, because I think it's probably going to be till training camp before we really see any of that.
There it is. Practice picked back up again on Thursday here on DFW Sports Station. No one will have you covered more so than 105 through the Fan, the official home of America's team. We have another little baby ticket giveaway to hook you up with right now, next hour as well. And Choppy and Peyton were both in Arlington to see the Rangers stink it up again offensively. Does anyone think they can still be a contender? And how far have they fallen in the power rankings? Choppy with some Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers after we hook you up.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.